Okay, let's get into today's daf, Sukkah, Yerushalmi, Davav. And we have a lot of major inyanim today that come up in the Rishonim from the Bavli. And let's start with in the Korban Eid, there were Hey Amabez and Rashi Psal. So Rashi Psal, so we were talking yesterday about different walls and parrots and merubah and how everything fits together. So now we get into other issues of schach. So Rashi Pesel Hayotzim and Asukkah. What if somebody has a sukkah and the sukkah is surrounded by three walls and the schach hang over, go further than the walls? So you could be standing under the sukkah and not surrounded by any walls. So is that considered sukkah? So psal, why is the schach called psal? Because the language of the Torah is of Chazal is the psoles goren v'yakev. That's what schach is defined as we'll see later on. It's again schach has to grow from the ground, cannot be connected to the ground, and cannot be makabel tuma. So that's why it's the psoles of the goren of the yakev, of the straw and the branches and everything that's left over that grows. That's why it's called psal. So Rashi psal hayosim and asuka nidon kasuka. That's good. So under that is considered the extension of the sukkah, and therefore one can sit under there and eat under there. It would be an extra sukkah. Rabbi Chona b'shem Rabbanan de Taman. Rabbi Chona said in the name of the Rabbanan of over there of Bavel. Ubelvad al pnei kula. As long as when the extra schach extends past the sukkah, it goes across the whole width of the sukkah. It's totally extended out. That's where lechora. Then we could say it's keilu. Let's say the walls also extend and that's called part of the sukkah. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rav Oshia, afilu. I'm going to add in a word. Shalo keneged adofen. Shalo keneged adofen. What is shalo keneged adofen? So explains the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right, he has this girsa. Afilu hein yotzim and adfanos v'hala nidonim kesukkah. Even the part, right, that we said extends beyond the walls is considered a sukkah. V'yashenim tachteim, and you could sleep under it. V'yavol bishem makom zeh lakatvanos. Even though there are no walls here, right, the sukkah extends all the way out across the whole area. There's no walls next to you. It doesn't matter. Kivachin yotzim and a sukkah b'teilun lo lagabi sukkah. Right, that's considered sukkah, that extension. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rav Oshia. Take out the next two words. Keneged adofen. No, this day it says, no, only keneged adofen. Meaning, let's say one of the walls extends. Your schach goes out. You have three walls sukkah, and the schach goes all the way out. And then one of the walls extends. So now, if you're sitting under that extra extension, on one side of you, you have a wall, and the other side of you, you have the sukkah, and the other two sides are open. So the Rav Oshia says, no, only keneged adofen. Only, the area that has the extension of the wall next to it that works as the sukkah, but not if it's shalok and agadof. It's like where it says, "Aldaiti Rabbi Yasanicha." I understand what the chiddush is that Rabbi Yas is telling us. Rabbi Yossi says, even if there's no the walls don't extend shalok and agadof, and I understand why that's a chiddush. Aldaiti Rabbi Chiya Barba Ma'ik Altaba. But according to Rabbi Chiya Barba, that says only if the wall extends, then basically that's a sukkah. Right, so what's the chiddush if it's only keneged adofen? That's a sukkah with all your walls that you need. Chamasa meruba mitzilasa. The chiddush is in that area, even if the sun is greater than the shade, but because it's considered an extension of the sukkah, it's still good enough. As long as the sukkah has shade more than the sun, that would still be good enough. So that's his chiddush in that case. Again, an unusual case of the extension of the sukkah. So our Mishnah said, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had a couple of requirements of sukkah on Daf Aleph. So one of them was you have to have shade. So the language of our Mishnah was, what's possible if you have more sun than shade? More sun than shade is possible. Mashba, what if you have 50-50? What if you have 50-50? Sounds like it's kosher from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, more sun than shade, no good. Mashma equal would be good. So the Gemara says, half and half would be kosher. But the Mishnah later on says, sukkah meduvleles, a sukkah that is meduvleles, which is all, it's not misudar, it's not orderly. You have some schach going up and schach going down and schach perpendicular and sideways. Right, we'll have to talk about that. What exactly is the problem? Shetzei lasim rubei chamasa, and the Mishnah also says there, if the tzel is more, kshera. So what is that mashma? If the shade is more kasher, mashma, that if it's equal, it will be pasul. So, hachat amr kshera, our Mishnah sounds like if it's equal kasher, hachat amr psula. And over there it sounds like if it's equal, it's pasul. So which is it? If it's 50-50, you get different impressions from the implicit diuk of each Mishnah. So Rabbanan de Kesar and Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachman b'shei Rav Oshia, Shanyihi, really 50-50 would be okay. It would be okay like that Mishnah says. Like that Mishnah says, but Shanyihi, but there is different, be'ilein shadarko lefaseya. Right, really, technically, it would be, I'm sorry, like our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah sounds like Mechsa Mechsa is kosher. But that Mishnah says possible because we're talking about, types of schach that are easily spread apartable and easily moved. So we're, what, it's exactly 50-50? It's a good chance that it's not going to be 50-50 for 7 days. Right, so in that kind of case, well, possible sounds like Midra Banan in that case. But technically, 50-50 sounds like it would be kosher. It would be hard to figure out also, do you go by 50-50 up top where the schach is? Or do you go by 50-50 where the sun shines on the floor of the srach? The Bavli talks about that. Which way do you go? Okay, but either way, Meikra did, it sounds like it's okay. But Midra Banan, we would apostle. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Reish Lamed Aleph, where this is discussed, and all the rules of Tafresh Lamed is the halachas of the Tfanos. Tafresh Lamed Aleph is the Schach. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Sukkah Shechamasa Vitzilasa Shavin Milamala. That's what I was just referring to. If it's equal up top, on top, the Schach is 50-50 exactly, Psula. That's possible. Why? Lefisha Chama Mispashetes Berichuka V'yelamata Chamasa Meruba Mitzilasa. If it's 50-50 on top, then the floor is going to be more sun than shade. If you can figure out a way that it's going to be equal on the bottom, on the floor, that would be kosher. Because technically, as our Gemara says, Mikra Din, it's kosher as long as it is 50-50. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Tur that maybe the opposite, but this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Imrov mim, and then it talks about how thick, again, we'll have to get to this later, you have to have more shade. Okay, so put a lot of shade on. How thick? Is there a maximum thickness or darkness of the schach? So as we have schach today that you basically can't see through, right? Is that the opposite? So you have to have more shade than sun, more shade than, right? You have to try to see the stars. Where you can see nothing, right? Sometimes you have some of these sukkah mats that it's very thick. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Maker Adin is kosher. Derech hasikoch lios kal, kedei sheyera'u mimenu hakochavim hagdolim. That's the derech. We'll have to see that. This is a quote from the Yerushalmi. The derech of the schach is to be light and thin so that you could see the stars, the big stars, in between. Haisa me'uba kemin bayis. What if it's thick like a house? The schach is thick. Avo bishen hakochavim nir mitocha, kshera. Right? It's still kosher. Still kosher. That's not ma'akev. That if the clouds are not, if the stars are not seen. Mr. Brua, Kasvuha Achronim, to Mikomakom imhi mu'ube kolkach, ad she'ena gishomim yucholon leiri betocha, if it's so thick that even the rain's not gonna get through, even when it's a stormy, not drizzle, if it's stormy and still no water's getting through, v'im kein havi kein bayis. See, the Mr. Brua quotes, some Achronim, maybe that's not such, that's like a house. Yesh lahachmer v'lifslom shim gzeiris bayis. But if there's no way to take off some of the schach, for whatever reason, that's a machlokas achronim. If it's so thick that even the rain can't, if you can't see the stars, then it's okay. If the rain can't even get through, that's really thick. So then, lechatchila maybe to try to remove some, to allow the rain to get in, so then you can go into your house because it's raining. But that has to be schach that can get through. Okay, says the Mishnah, second Mishnah here in Maseches Sukkah, Sukkah Yishana. Sukkah HaYishana is the girsa that we have, or it's just Sukkah Yishana. An old Sukkah. What does an old Sukkah mean? A Sukkah that was not made L'Shem Schach. L'Shem Schach, L'Shem, the mitzvah of Schach. So Beishamai says, Sukkah is just like other Chefs L'Shem Mitzvah that have to be made L'Shma. I mean, L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. when Beis Shammai put on his chach, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, just like putting on your tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, putting strings on the beged. U'beisol machshirin, Beisol says no, kosher. Beisol says kosher, there is no need to have schach put up l'shem mitzvah sukkah. It needs to be put up l'shem cover and protection. That's what it does mean. It has to be made l'shem a roof. Beisol does agree to that. Meaning, as we'll see, if I'm traveling and I'm schlepping a big thing of branches on my back and I need to take a rest, so I put it on some boards and it happens to be, you know, a kosher sukkah, but I'm just putting it on there just to take a rest. That's puzzle, right? It wasn't put on there. L'shem covering protection was underneath it. That would be puzzle. Basil at least agrees needs that, but other than that, Basil does not require. Ezo Yisha. Now, what does it mean? Old Kol Sha Asal Kodem L'Chag Shloshim Yom. If you made it before Sukkot, 30 days before, so then we assume you were just putting it up stam, to have a nice place to sit in your backyard, and therefore it's going to be possible according to Beis Shammai. Aval L'Masal L'Shem Chag, Afilu B'Tchilas HaShanak Shira. But if you made it L'Shem Sukkot, even 7 months before, Beis Shammai would agree. It's just that if you didn't, we call it a Sukkah Yeshana, and we assume before 30 days it was not made L'Shem Sukkah. What's 30 days? What's so magical about 30 days? So the Bavli and the Karban Eda here quotes it, that because within 30 days, Sholem Adarshan. Sholem Adarshan 30 days before Sukkot, Ve'ilu Tok Shloshim L'Chag, says the Karban Eda, Kivin Shesholem Bilchaz HaChag Lamed Yom, since you're already asking questions about Sukkot 30 days before, Kodem L'Chag, Stam ha'osa sukkah l'shem chag ha'osa. So if you make it a sukkah 2 weeks before sukkahs, obviously you're making it for sukkah. That's what we could assume. If it wasn't for sukkahs, then fine. But if we could assume within 30 days. Achronim, ask, I think on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, if you remember, the first Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach deals with shloshim yom lefnei achag, and he deals with the stira that the Rishonim deal with, the Ran. The first Bir Halacha summarizes this also in Hilchos Pesach. The stira that the Gemara says that Sholem Adarshan 30 days before, but we also have the last line of the Gemara in the Bavli and the Megillah that says that you have to study the law, the inyanim of the Chag on the Chag. Moshe Rabbeinu was besakin Hilchas Chag b'Chag, Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres. So is it the day of or is it 30 days before? Stira. So various answers given. Some say Agada versus Halacha. Halacha you got to do beforehand. You got to be prepared 30 days before. Agada the day of. Others say that it has to do maybe Pesach and Sukkot is 30 days before because that needs a lot of preparation. But Shavuos could be the day of. That's just general Hilchos Yadav. But one of the days I think the Beis Yosef quotes is that it's Pesach versus all the others. Pesach, you have tons of preparation needed. So that's why Pesach is 30 days before. All the others, including Sukkot, is the day of. So Achronim ask that this is against our Gemara. Right, and on the explanation of our Mishnah, that 30 days before, you see, Sukkot, you're speaking about Sukkah 30 days before, so it's Sukkot also. You can't say it's only Pesach, even Sukkot before. That is what you, that is one of the riots against that day. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, a Chumrah, Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chumrah, Tafresh Lamed Vav, Siv Zayin, that even if you made it L'Shem Sukkot the year before, maybe every year you should do something more. You know what? Let's do the first line of the Gemara first. Let's do the first line of the Gemara, and then we'll talk about this Mishabra. Sukkah Yishan V'Shami Yopoz V'Yisil Machshirin. Tzni, Tzorach L'Chadish Badavar. Even though Beis Hillel says it's kosher, it's fine. Even if you didn't do it L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, you should do something L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. You should do something with the schach, l'shem, you should be mechadish something. L'chadish badavar. Chavraya amri tefach. Some say, move a tefach of the schach, meaning a tefach by a tefach, a square tefach. Rabbi Yossi Yomar calls you, no, even a tiny amount. Even less than a tefach. And the Gemara says they're not arguing. Manda amar calls you, bavad, apanei kula. The one who says tefach, fine, a square tefach. The one who says any tiny amount, as long as that's across the whole sukkah. Apanei kula, the whole length or the whole width. So you have a choice. Either do a tefach area or a little bit across the whole area. Stop there for a moment. This line is not in the Bavli of Tzorach L'Chadish Badavar. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim, you know, according to the, is this a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi? Right, the Bavli says, according to Beis Hillel, you have to do zero for your sukkah. And Beis Hillel and Yerushalmi says Tzorach L'Chadish Badavar. All the Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi. Right, if you look in Sukkah, Daf Tes, in the Bavli, that's where the Mishnah is. Tosfos, the first Tosfos, right there, Tesam and Aleph. The Yerushalmi Tani, Tzorach Lechadish Badavar. Our Yerushalmi plays a major role in the Rishonim, on the Bavli, on Daf Tes. And he quotes Chavrai Amr and Tefach, Rabbi Yossi Amr Kolshehu. And he quotes our whole Gemara, Amanda Rakoshehu, Vachatea Pnei Akula. So that is what we paskin, Lechadchila, right? They have to be Mechadish Badavar. That's the Simin Tefresh Lamed Vav in the Shulchan Arach. Sukkah Yeshana. Right, that's what we would say. We this Yerushalmi, whether it's a machlokes, whether the Bavli agrees, we pass like this Yerushalmi. Right, the Yerushalmi is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you should do something. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. The Mishnah Brura quotes that this is just a din lechadchila. Meikar a din, you don't need it. Right, so that you do something l'shem sukkah, so you don't come to machsh or something that wasn't even made l'shem a roof. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zion. The sukkah ha'omed is bishana l'shana. What if my sukkah stands from year to year? I have a pergola in my backyard, and it's there the whole year. It's there from last year, and I was machadish something last year. Says the Mishnah Berurah. After mitchila asal l'shem achag, kiven she'over achag harei batla ha'asiya. Batla ha'asiya. So therefore, lechadchila, at least, one should do a pick something up, even every year. V'yav agav d'ksheri she'narsa mitchila l'shem tzel, and even though it's kosher, it's kosher even if it wasn't made l'shem sukkis. It was kosher if it was made l'shem covering. Still, ha'asiya she'ais l'shem chag nivtala v'alkin sar lechadish badavar. Your lechadish badavar, you know, should be done again. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this and says, I have no idea where he got this from. Why does a year, what is like a Yud Beis Chodesh? Like all of a sudden, so you forget? Well, why should it be undone? The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this. Tafresh Lamed Vav. Ayin Chacham Echad. Shekasav. Shebe'asa l'shem chag l'shana haba tzorach l'chadish badavar v'dvarav tamuim. Dvarav tamuim, I don't know where that comes from. But then the Aruch HaShulchan adds, that pashtus that this is a din d'rabbanan. That's what he says. Ubevadai hak l'sarach l'chadish badavar einu midin Torah. V'yafilu midirabbanan ein zehechrech ela hidur ba'alma. It's a hidur mitzvah. He quotes this from the Rishonim. The Ran. V'raya, what's my raya that it's just a hidur? It's not even a din d'rabbanan. Midilo iskiru b'gemara zeh. The Bavli doesn't mention a word. It's a real din d'rabbanan. L'chor, the Bavli should mention it. Must be a hidur mitzvah. He says, the Gambasun Sukkah's Ganbach Varavka Rakbash. The Gemara mentions Sukkah's built by Goyim and by Kusim. They're all okay. It doesn't say anything here about Lachadish Badavar. Umil Misomanamufkar Pshita the Gam Bisham Yesh Lachadish Badavar. Lachadchila, it's a hinder for you to do something yourself in the creation of your sukkah, L'shem mitzvah. Good. So this is the Yerushalmi. But then we have the next line of the Yerushalmi. The next line of the Yerushalmi. And interestingly, when Tosfos quotes our Yerushalmi, they're in Sukkah Daf Tes, Tosfos quotes this next line, which has nothing to do with Sukkos. And the Achronim wonder, what's Tosfos trying to tell us? Tosfos just quotes Yerushalmi, and he quotes it. Is Tosfos trying to say that the Bavli also agrees to this implicitly? Is Tosfos trying to say that there's a machlokas here? But Tosfos quotes the next line. What's the next line? Af b'matzah kein. By matzah also you have this machlokas. Matzah ha-yishana, tifluk, to the Beishamai be the Beisilo. Beishamai would say, matzah, yishana, we'll call it, is kosher, is papasol, and Beisilo says, no, it is not kosher. Wow, so you apply to matzah, why would it apply to matzah? Right, chag asukas tase lecha, right, that's why it says l'shem asukas. Where do you have that by matzah? By matzah, you don't have a parallel pasuk. Right, you say, oh, it's Tesvav. You compare it Sukkot to Pesach. It's a difficult. By Matzah, it just says, Lakachtem Lachem. No, so not like that. By Matzah, it says, Be'erav Tochlu Matzos. Right, you have to eat Matzah on Pesach night. But, where is it? The L'shem Matzah. So, you definitely have to have, oh, look at the next line for a second. Amr Rabbi Yosa Devri HaKolder. Rabbi Yosa says, no, this is not a machlokas. Even Beis Hillel would agree here. That you have to do it l'shem matzah. Why? Because if you don't, it's probably going to end up being chametz. Mikivan shalawasa l'shem pesach davar barish lo dikdik ba. No, if it's you didn't make it l'shem pesach, it's clear that you aren't medakta. It's probably going to end up as chametz. What does the first day I hold? No, the first day I might hold that. No, you have to make it l'shem, making sure it's not hametz. But who says it has to be made l'shem matzah? Right? We have matzah that you can buy in the store that is kosher l'Pesach, but it's not what we call shmur matzah, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, not to use on the first night. But you could use it some of the chumrah to only use that the whole Pesach, but you could have something in the middle. Right? The first day of must hold. Of course, Pesach says you have to guard it from becoming chametz. But you have to make it l'shem mitzvah's matzah. So that is the machlokas. If you look in the achronim, we'll look at it in the minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah yud, the mitzvah of eating matzah. He says, look at Tosas Kos Yerushalmi. Right? I'm not sure if the minchas chinuch had a Yerushalmi. The minchas chinuch is, we read the minchas chinuch, he's unbelievable. It doesn't need our haskama. But he didn't have certain svarim. He didn't have a sefer mitzvah of the Rambam. It's clear from, he had a Mishnah Torah, but he didn't have the sefer mitzvah. So he quotes some other svarim that quote from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but he didn't have one. So I'm not sure if he had the Yerushalmi. He says, Tosas Kos Yerushalmi. He says, V'nire dimdikdik babavadei plukta. V'chul, and he continues. He says, V'ani tamma ma'oda Yerushalmi. Heich matzah yishana tali bepukta de beisilol machshir in kamo sukkah. I don't see what the Yerushalmi is talking about. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. Again, he's allowed to. He's an achron. He's just saying, I don't understand the Yerushalmi. Hataima de besukah in tzorach asiyah l'shma. Avo b'matzah mevor lehedya b'shas dilan. B'matzah, to use for matzah's mitzvah, of course you need l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Imkein, heich machshir in beis hillel matzah yishana b'stama. Afilum dikdek ba. Habina l'shma min ha-torah. Yishana lavi l'shma. Great. So I said before, well, you don't have a taseh l'cha, but based on other sources, you need, for the matzah's mitzvah, you need lishma, and for non-matzah's mitzvah, you know, why should it be a problem? V'hi etzli t'miya gedola, devada gambes hilo pasli, kiven t'havi shalo lishma, dainu l'shem matzah's mitzvah. And then he quotes, I saw the Pnei Yeshua, I asked this kasha, and he says, efshar yafi tesvav tesvav michag asukas, v'tama tama akra al rabbeinu Pnei Yeshua, hechelem einav misugis hashas psachem v'rova poskim, b'simin tav samach, de matzah boi kavana min ha-torah, v'chulu. So he's very bothered by this. He says, "Divrei Yerushalmi tumuim kein velo matzasi mishis or bazeh." I don't know what he has this difficulty. This Sfas Emes also discusses this Yerushalmi here on Daf Tes, and he says, "Maybe l'chor ain't move on by my pligi." He says, "V'lakach gam b'matzah mishkachas pluktayu b'machshava grade." He says, "Maybe the difference is whether you have to say it or just thinking it is okay." Sometimes saying l'shem mitzvah is required. So maybe that's the machlokas here. Everybody agrees you need l'shma, even at least b'machshava. But you have to actually say it. That's the machlokas here. Okay, that's the Sfas Emes' suggestion. On Daf Tes, there's a lot more. Again, I didn't fully explicate the matzah issue, but we just touched on it and said some argue. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Sukkas haroim, sukkas hayotzrim ksheira. A sukkah that was made by shepherds to, you know, have a little hut out there when they're in the field. Or sukkas hayotzrim, a potter makes a sukkah in order to live in ksheira. So that is where he does his, with his work. The Bavli's machali between an inner room and an outer room. But ksheira, sukkas akusim, if the sukkah was made by a kusi, asuya kil chasa, remember the kusim, the nation that was brought in, machlokes, giri arayas, giri emes. So semi-Jewish. But asuya kil chasa, if it was made properly, what does properly mean? For shade. At least to have structure for shade. Ksheira. Shlo kil chasa psula. If it wasn't made kil chasa, then it is pasul. It has to be made l'shem shade. Again, it can even be made by a goy. Even made by a goy maker right then, as long as it's made l'shem shade. Hoza suka l'atzmo. We can spend a couple hours in the next few lines. We'll spend a couple of minutes. Hoza suka l'atzmo. If somebody builds a sukkah, this is the Yerushalmi. Somebody builds a sukkah, you make a bracha. Mahu omer bracha shekin ashonim zav sivanu la'asos sukkah. The Yerushalmi paskins, you make a bracha on asiya sukkah, not just sitting in the sukkah. La'acher, if you build a sukkah for someone else, la'asos sukkah l'shmo. That's the bracha you say. Nichnas le'sheba, once you go into the sukkah the first night, omer bracha shekin ashonim zav sivanu le'sheba sukkah. Mishehu mevarech aleha, b'leili yantav rishon, einot zorach levarech aleha omeata. Another daya, this is a machlokas in the Bavli. You only make one le'shev. You only make one leishev the first time you go in. And after that, it covers you for the whole sukkahs. Because the mitzvah doesn't stop. It's day, it's night. So and this is a daya in the Bavli also. Of course, we don't paskin this way. Chanin barba, let's just do the whole Gemara and then we'll make some comments. Chanin barba, b'shem rav, uzman. you also, when you build the sukkah, not only make the bracha of lasa sukkah, but also the mitzvah of shechianu when you build the sukkah. Mikivan shechashecha, mao sheyitzorch laskir zman. Okay, so if you made a shechianu when you built your sukkah, do you make another shechianu when you sit in the sukkah the first night? Ravoshi amar, tzorch laskir zman. Yes. Ravila amar, tzorch laskir zman. Yes. Ravzvida amar, tzorch laskir zman. Ravchia bar Ada avil lashmua. Ravchia bar Ada said, they didn't say it themselves, but they had a mesorah. Ravzira, Ravibisra bar Nachman, Mashir Ravoshi, Rabiota bar Pazi, Mashir Ravachama, Achui, Avoid Ravoshia, Bekim Shachashecha, tzorch lahaskir zman. So our minhag is not to make a bracha on building the sukkah, not to make a bracha of Shechianu on building the sukkah, but this is Yerushalmi. The Bavli Yagana Daf Mem Vav has a big discussion. First of all, the Gemara, the Bavli Maseches Menachas Daf Mem Beis suggests that we would make a bracha by a couple of other preparatory stages, by when you put the tzitzis on, the beged, when you write a mezuzah. So the nitziv, we haven't mentioned this nitziv in a while, but it's the last nitziv in the Sheoltos, Kuf Samach Tes. The nitziv says, isn't it interesting that there's only specific mitzvos that are discussed? Nobody suggests that you're going to make a bracha when you cut the horn off of the ram for shofar. Nobody says that. That's not one of the examples given. Why not? So that's where the nitziv comes up with his chiddush of two types of hechsher mitzvos. There are two types of preparatory stages of mitzvos. There's hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah and hechsher mitzvah shein ksuva b'Torah. Right, all the hechsher mitzvahs that are mentioned by Chazal, including the Yerushalmi, has some remez, but explicitly in the Torah. Chag HaSukkos Taselecha. Taselecha. So even though literally means make a holiday, but we darshan Sukkos Taasen, build the sukkah. So that's merumas in the Torah. Uchesavta ma mezuzah beisecha v'sherecha. Write a mezuzah. Write a mezuzah. Affix the mezuzah. Uchesavta. The vasulahem tzitzis. Vasulahem tzitzis. Marriage, if you hold this, it's a hechsher mitzvah, according to the Rush. Ki yikach, right? Covenant onik Shabbos, based on psukim. So there are many. Hechsher mitzvahs aksuv b'Torah. That's why he makes this comment on the Sheiltos, who says, we're obligated to build the sukkah and sit in it. To build the sukkah. Obligated to sit in the sukkah. We need to build the sukkah, but that's the language of the Sheiltos. The mechayvin de Yisrael, lemevin metalal to mesaba. And there's other evidence in, the Rishonim. That there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah, Rashi and Makas, about Dafches, Mishnah Nedarim, but suggest the nitziv, Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah has difference in halacha between Hechsher mitzvah shein ksuva b'Torah. And that's why there's only a hava mina to make a bracha on Hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. Bracha, number one. Number two, osig b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah might apply to Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. A mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho might apply only to a Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. That's three. There's a lot more, but that's about the mitzvah of asiyas sukkah and the mitzvah and the idea of a hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'Torah. Again, all the Rishonim discuss it. Remember the Beis Halevi, he puts this Gemara together with the Gemara in the Nedarim Pei Aleph in the Bavli. Why did the Churban happen? Shlo berchu b'Torah tchila. And one of the reasons Chazal say that why was the Churban? We didn't make a berchah Torah. We didn't make a berchah Torah. What's the big deal about making berchah Torah? It was so hard. And is that worthy of Churban? So the Beis Halevi puts that Gemara together with this Gemara about hechsher mitzvahs shel berchah b'Torah tchila and the hechsher mitzvahs. Why? Because the maskana of that Gemara in Menachos says we don't make a berchah on any hechsher mitzvahs. Even the ones that there's a havamina about mezuzah and sitzes. Why? Because we paskin, you only make a bracha on asiyasa gemar mitzvasa, on the final stage of a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on the preparatory stage, only on the final stage. It says, and that's what was tragic, bizman achorban. Why? Because we know, it says the Beis Halevi, there are two types of Talmud Torah, lishma, and Talmud Torah to know what to do. Lomon amanas lasos. I have to learn in order to know what to do. Women are pater from Talmud Torah, says the Gemara. Yeah, women. The Rama says women have to learn dal chalkei shulchan aruch. Halavai, every man, all of us should know, you know, how much women don't, women have to learn, right? Women have to know, Ebenezer, Yordech, Hoshim Mishpat, and they don't have to know every machlokas, ksos, and nesivis, and Rebkiv Eger, right? That, not everyone. But, so, says the Beis Halevi, women have to learn plenty, but only the Lomar Amaras Lasos, not every aspect of Lomar Torah Lishma. Why did they make Berchaz Torah? Because they only believed in Talmud Torah type one. The Hechsher Mitzvah. And that's why they didn't make a bracha. They didn't believe in Talmud Torah as an ends in itself, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through that way, the Talmud Torah Lishma. And that's why they didn't make the bracha, and that's why it was tragic, because they didn't recognize that element of Talmud Torah. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, recognize there's a ton more that we could talk about there, but we're continuing. If you build a sukkah under a tree, it's like you built it in your house, because you're not allowed to have anything on top of your sukkah. Sukkah al-gabi sukkah, if there are two sukkahs, one on top of another, ha'yonak shirva tachton psula, the upper one is kosher. Because the bottom one has a sukkah, one is good. Rabbi Yehuda says, if nobody lives in the top sukkah, so then it is, the bottom one is also kosher. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain. What does that mean if nobody lives there? If you have two layers of schach, let's say you have two sukkahs, but it's really two layers of schach, one on top of another. The top one has more sun than shade. Hatachton, take out that word. According to our gear, so that we're going to use of the carbon eda, both of them have too much. It's sunny. So both layers of schach by themselves are no good. But if you put them together, there's enough shade. If you put the two layers of schach together, there's enough shade. So kama yebeniyam yitzarfu. How much are you allowed to have distance between those two layers in order to make them be considered one, so you can count them as one schach and it's kosher underneath. Trein amaron chad amar asara. One says 10 tefachim. Because 10 tefachim is the minimum height of a sukkah. So if it's less than 10 tefachim, you could consider them all together. The Charan Amar Abba, one says four tefachim. Four, much closer. So Masiv, Man Amar Asara Lamad. Why four tefachim? Because for certain halachas, that's called an ohel. Four tefachim. So Gemara says, Masiv, Man Amar Asara Lamad Amar Abba. The Gemara, the one who says 10, asks on the one who says 4, Mishim Ohel. What you're saying that it has to be within 4, or else it's called an Ohel in between them and there's no Tziruf? Matzano Olshu Tefach. But what do you mean? For certain other areas of Halacha, even a Tefach is an Ohel. If you have one Tefach for Hilchas Tuma, well, Tuma is kept in, right? So Matzano Olshu Tefach. So if you're telling me that you can have a Tefach in the middle, so then even one. So therefore, the one who says 10 tefachim says, I don't agree with you. I say you have to have the minimum height of a sukkah in between. What would the other person answer? Maybe there's a difference between the OL of 4 and the OL of 1. Right? Even if one is an OL, but that's still considered serif enough to have the different layers of schach that connect to each other. Okay? We'll have to stop here. But again, different halachas of OL in different areas of halacha. Hilchas Tumah, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Sukkah. Right? Or different areas have different areas of halacha. Okay? We'll stop here.